your vibration then affects what you observe. In other words, it is a cycle. But the only way to break the cycle is to make a decision that you're going to deliberately observe. In other words, it's only when the understanding comes that as I focus on anything, I offer a vibration which affects everything, but I can choose what I focus on. That's the only point that we were making. That's why we're saying, if you will look at it that way, because so many people are caught in a sort of spiral or cycle where they've got something that they don't want and they're observing it, and so they keep holding themselves in that pattern of not getting what they want because you can't get there from there. So we'll hear you. Give us more example or detail.
Okay, so I'll just speak stream of conscious in the sense that I feel like I'm just going to use a simple example. Let's say I have a cup of coffee. I feel that alters and makes me have a shorter fuse. I'm less likely to be loving when I'm buzzed up.
But the thing that we want to say, just getting back a little bit, is that if you are in the vortex, then you're tuned in, tapped in, turned on. So you're not looking for the stimulant that the coffee would provide. So you're probably not drinking the coffee. In other words, your action is inspired from your vibrational alignment. Let's start here. This will be a good place to start. Let us throw this in and then we'll hear you.
Yes, ma'am.
But just consider this. Your impulse when you're outside the vortex is different than your impulse when you're inside the vortex.
Okay.
Alignment evokes different behavior than misalignment. So that's a good platform to begin from. Now we'll hear you.
Yes. So I fully agree with that. That was actually the answer I received back last May, and that there's a part of me, as I'm just rephrasing what I heard you say, that is never really affected by my body chemistry. And if I tune into that part of me, I can begin to transcend even the impulse to want anything or that could possibly alter my chemistry. And I've been working with that, and I have been feeling myself having less impulse for carbs for breakfast and coffees and all sorts of things that stimulate me.
Let us interject something because it's right on the platform of where you are also.
Sure.
When you are in vibrational alignment with who you are, not you recognize that your impulses are different, but here's something to consider that is at the basis of that. Do you acknowledge that what you think affects everything?
Yes.
Do you believe that the cells of your body think?
Yes.
Do you believe that the cells of your body have habits of thought which are beliefs?
Yes.
So here you are, the captain of a ship who has trillions of cells who are thinking and observing. This is sort of what the body chemistry is all about, you see. And what we are suggesting from a point of absolute knowing is that if the captain of this ship is caring deeply, maybe even singularly, on only one thing, which is being in the vortex, then from that place of alignment, the power of influence. We talked to our friend and we said, you have the power to influence elections. You have the power to influence people from a distance. You have the power to influence mass consciousness. You certainly have the power to influence the cells of your own body. But most people are not exercising any of that power of influence, you see. So that's why when we are strong, as we are wanting to say, it just goes one way. If anyone would care only about and deeply about getting into the vortex, so that's what you care about most. I want to feel good. I want to feel good. I want to think thoughts that feel good. I want to think thoughts that are absent of resistance. What happens is now the cells of your body are listening because there's no resistance that you're setting up with your own thought vibration that's keeping them from getting the message from control. Hmm. You see what we're getting at?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do, and it is so easy for me to do that for others, as I have done for 2 decades of clinical practice, and I have been richly rewarded from a financial and professional level. Many practitioners underneath me in the clinic, and we have thousands of patients coming in per month. So that's all good, but the moment I step outside of that clinic and I go home to my friends, I'm overwhelmed with deep frustration because I think so many things are going on inside of my head. I'm wanting to help them. I'm seeing where their frustration's coming from. But in that instant, I'm maybe tired from a long day, so I get into my frustration, and the next thing I know,
whatever.
I'm like, I need some coffee or something.
Whatever, but there is no excuse.